Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital magic. I turn to remarks by Mark Zuckerberg in these last days. This is the MIT Lab reporting. Mark Zuckerberg declared that Meta is aiming to achieve smarter than human AI. Mr. Zuckerberg seems to have a recipe for achieving that goal, and his first agreement is ingredient is talent. He's luring researchers from other AI labs into his super intelligence lab with 9-figure offers. Those talking points of 100 million MIT believes are real. The second ingredient is AI itself. And we turn to AI itself because of my experience with Claude and Chris's experience with the clients of his, especially the QSRs, and where they are in using AI to monetize, to improve, and to lower the overhead by eliminating human beings. Chris, a very good evening to you. There's a photograph proudly bannered by the Las Vegas people in charge of it of a young woman with long blonde hair in a uniform selling tickets in Las Vegas for events. It is an Android. It can respond to questions and come up with solutions. We're told. I haven't seen it in action. I've just seen the photograph. It looks not unlike this young woman who's in the news all the time, Sydney somebody, about blue jeans. That's what it looks like. But in any event, I leap from there to my science fiction reading in the 1960s to the name Android, droids. And then I leap to what I'm learning from Claude, which is that Claude learns from me. Now, I only ask Claude to copy edit and to format and to obey, but he does. He recognizes it, recognizes me each time. We have a dialogue in type. I could talk to him, but I just type it out. And he obeys me. Now, I put those two things together at extreme ends of the pole, a copy editing for a senior figure in America in the 21st century, and the ability to sell tickets and be scrupulous in Las Vegas for events by a droid, a very attractive droid. All of that describes a landscape that Mr. Zuckerberg describes, in addition to his twist, which is that AI is going to improve itself. Is that still science fiction, Chris? Or are you hearing talk like this across the breadth of your clients?
Good evening, John. It's quite realistic today to say that AI is doing amazing things in self-improvement, self-enhancement. A recent MIT paper around AI becoming more self-improving, certainly interesting. So you are seeing this incredible growth arc to AI in the Las Vegas environment. It's, as many things Las Vegas are, more novelty than anything else. You're taking something that you, a process that you might do through a normal self-order kiosk, and just putting a robot in front of that to try to make it more interesting. Good for Vegas there. But the point to say that AI is firmly established in transactional systems is very correct. You continue to see AI expand in learning systems, in more intelligence, and being able to do things that previously could not be done even 6 or 12 months ago, but it's expanding at an incredibly rapid rate. The question is, will that be to the benefit or the detriment of society?
Let's look at the 5 things that the MIT Tech Review Lab believes are happening right now. Google CEO Sundar Pichai said in October of 2024, in other words, months ago, that a quarter of the company's new code was generated by AI. Anthropic documented a wide variety of ways that its employees use Claude code. In other words, both these big operators are trusting the code that Claude writes for itself or that OpenChatGPT writes for itself. Is that not already a self-improving AI?
So, John, AI in code development is functional in or comparative to developers in low and some low to mid-tier development points. If you're a higher-end architect, if you're a higher-end developer, AI still cannot match that human intellect, but it's getting faster and closer every day. The other thing to think about that for all of the great uses of AI, AI is also being used on the dark side. So hackers are using more and more AI tools to improve their skills to penetrate networks, to do damage. So while AI is moving in some great directions and helpful, it could also be harmful in the way that it's being used in the negative.
Second point, optimizing infrastructure. This has to do with large language model training. It's slow. It takes a lot of power and takes a lot of time. An assistant professor of computer science at Stanford University, Azalea Mirhosaini, is finding that AI can tell itself how to run faster and use less power. In other words, it's self-improving not as a code runner, but as a user of our resources. And as I understand it, that's a major limitation, not AI, but our ability to provide power, water, and land for the data centers necessary. So if it can run more, the word is efficient, but that's not appropriate. If it can run itself better than we can run it, isn't that something that's already happening and it's improving itself without human involvement?
AI is being used in data centers to optimize data center design, to try to drive efficiency is the right word there, greater efficiency in the use of electricity and in the output of heat and consumption of water as cooling sources. So AI trains actually to be able to say, how do I make this AI data center more efficient, is self-improving effectively.
Large language models are data hungry. All right. The question here is, can the training of large language models be automated? The suggestion by MIT is that it can be. Large language models are being used to fill in the gaps that open up if human feedback is slow, suggesting that large language models do better with AI than they do with human beings. As I understand it, we've been using human beings around the world, paying them minimally in order to go through the rote process of developing human language that AI can then imitate. If it can do for itself, we can eliminate that overhead, but we can also go faster. Is that available now?
John, that's part of it. Mr. Musk, in what is being created within the Musk Inc. Enterprise, is doing some amazing things with generative AI to train AI to make that faster. Part of that is speed and efficiency. Part of that is also all of the threats, risks, et cetera, to AI that come from learning from things in the common domain. So if AI is learning from copyrighted songs, copyrighted books, copyrighted movies, copyrighted websites, there are big legal questions as to who owns that intellectual property that goes into training the models. So far, that's been bounced over by many of these tech titans, but it is something that could cause a problem. So they're now looking to say, how do we generate our own training models, our own training data to make that both faster, but also to eliminate risks of intellectual property?
The MIT lab writes, data scarcity is a particularly acute problem for AI agents. Effective agents need to be able to carry out multi-step plans to accomplish particular tasks, but examples of successful step-by-step task completion are scarce online. Using humans to generate new examples would be pricey. Therefore, they're suggesting here that AI is necessary in order to cut costs so that it's imaginable and also to eliminate the holdup, Chris, is human beings.
John, I think the holdup is human beings and where those libraries are. If you're a company like Google that has YouTube, it would be easy to train an AI to change a tire by evaluating all the tire changing videos on YouTube today. So you have a base of knowledge to be able to learn from. If you're Meta, if you're Mr. Musk, if you're others, where are those sources of knowledge coming from to train the models, and how do you have access to them to make them efficient and accurate and correct in a human safe way?
Perfecting agent design. Large language model agents need to create a design that is better for them than we can produce, as I understand this article. I didn't know this was true. Large language models are based on neural network structure called a transformer, which was proposed by human researchers in 2017. But improvements that have been made since then to the architecture were also human designed. What they're suggesting is that LLMs can do a better design for themselves, a better in their own universe. Have you heard talk like this? I mean, it's the first time I've run up against the fact, you know, the doomers are everywhere. We'll mention them. But this is not about dooming. This is about letting AI show you how it can work more effectively and without your input.
So, John, I think AI is very capable in that mass consumption and of data and output of results. But I would still put Elon Musk's brain against the most advanced AI when it comes to design of a data center or scalable system today. At this point, human intellect still eclipses AI in the elasticity of what it can do and in the deeper thought structure experience that comes into it. AI does not have that human experience that is necessary to be successful in many of these missions. However, when trained with that experience, when given the proper precepts, it can be very effective in helping to align that data for a human to make that decision.
I take your point, and MIT takes your point by saying LLMs can help advance research, but so can Elon Musk's money. So we're going to turn to the other side of the coin, which is what about the jobs that we're looking at being eliminated by the large language models, by the AI systems doing it for themselves, or whatever it is, the proper itself or themselves, I don't know. Pronouns are breaking down here. This is CBS Eye on the World with Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, The Scholar Report. I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.